This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 Chai FM.
The last time Michael Gilby was a guest on the show, we spoke about the history of Jews in Portugal. When you consider that Portuguese Jewish history goes back to ancient times, it is not surprising that the name Aristides de Sousa Mendes received a brief mention. I'm therefore delighted to have Michael back as my guest to tell me more about the courageous work that de Sousa Mendes did in saving Jewish lives during the Holocaust. Michael is South African-born, Portugal-raised journalist. Michael, so good to have you back.
Hi, very good afternoon, and want to wish all Chai FM's listeners later on today and tomorrow a good Shabbos, all the best. May it be a fruitful and spiritual one. Me as a Catholic, we started Lent on Wednesday. It was Ash Wednesday, so yeah, we all on our spiritual journeys. And to speak of spirituality and standing in the face of darkness and evil is always righteousness and has to be. And therefore, Aristides de Sousa Mendes was a great man, a great Portuguese, and a great diplomat that saved many, many people. He did a lot because he was witnessing. First of all, we need to remind our listeners that he was the Consul General of Portugal in Bordeaux.
Just before we do that, just tell us where Portugal was during World War II.
Well, during World War II, Portugal took the stance of neutrality. So the president of the council, the de facto prime minister of Portugal at the time, António de Oliveira Salazar, he took the stance of neutrality. So he told the Allies that whatever happened, if Nazi Germany, if the Third Reich took over, they could all find refuge in Portugal. And he told the Axis of Evil the same thing. And being a very shrewd and clever and cunning statesman, he supplied both parties. So Portugal has had since forever a very strong canning industry. So tinned sardines, and tinned fruit and canned fruit and all of those things. So he supplied both Allies and the Axis of Evil with bullets, with ammunition, and with goods, with supplies, with food. And he wanted to remain neutral because, in fact, the Allies, the Spanish royal family, the Italian royal family, the Dutch royal family, many German noblemen, all took exile and refuge in Portugal. He therefore wanted to remain as neutral as possible, even though he was a devout Catholic, and so that went against his moral and personal values. But he had to think about Portugal first to remain Portugal, or to maintain Portugal neutral. To remind that Spain was also neutral, although they were very, very left wing and very, very sided with the Germans. It was a totalitarian regime under Franco, and they also wanted to remain vis-a-vis, quote-unquote, neutral. And so Portugal was in this difficult position because having a very old Sephardite Jewish community and having strong ties to the Holy Land during the Crusades and all those times, and being one of the seats of the Knights Templar, Portugal was in a very tight rope. So Salazar at the time wanted to remain neutral.
So let's bring de Sousa Mendes in here. And I know you're laughing at me. I have been practicing, but I'm not quite there yet. But better than last time.
You'll get there.
So let's bring de Sousa Mendes in here.
So Aristides de Sousa Mendes, he was a diplomat. He was stationed in France, in Bordeaux at the time. He was the Consul General of Portugal. And to give our listeners a figure, this man alone, he saved more than 30,000 Jewish lives in 1940 alone. And the highest period of visas issued was, I've got in my notes here, between June the 12th and June the 23rd in 1940.
Sure.
So 30,000 visas issued. Many, many great people were saved. To give you an example, everybody's heard of Salvador Dali.
Yes.
And his wife Gala. They were Jewish and they were saved. They were given a visa and safe passage into Portugal.
So let's look at this visa. He was issuing it in France, and the visa allowed refuge in Portugal.
Entry into Portugal.
And Portugal then was safe.
Yes, because there was no there were no pogroms, there were no persecutions of Jews, and so Portugal was a safe haven, and Portugal was not at war. And it was very far from the front lines. Although France was occupied and the Vichy regime was obviously partial to Nazi Germany, at the time, Portugal was a safe haven. And many people, some of our listeners might know Phil Rosenthal. Phil Rosenthal, he's a writer and a TV producer and a comedian, and he wrote and produced Everybody Loves Raymond with
yes.
the comedian Ray Romano.
Yes.
Now, his parents fled Europe through Portugal, and from Portugal, from Lisbon, then caught, I'm not sure if it was a ferry, a boat, or if it was a plane, but then they left to America.
Right.
So he's always been, and the Rosenthal family has always been very partial and has always had a big affinity and love for Portugal because of that. So a lot of people remained in Portugal for a while and then left, and others just remained in Portugal.
D'Souza Mendes, he was not recognized by the Portuguese government. In fact, he died in poverty.
Yes.
Do you want to tell his story?
Utter penury. So what happened was he was discovered, obviously, in 1941. And so Salazar ordered him back to Lisbon and dishonorably discharged him from the Foreign Office. And he lost everything. He lost his social security, his pension, and he had 14 children. Him and his wife had 14 children in total. So he died in utter penury. And he lost all his credentials. And he had to eke out a living as best as he could because he was from the middle north of Portugal. He had to try and survive. And this was a public punishment, or let's call it a social execution, so that Salazar could show both the Allies and the Axis of Evil that, look, no person that defies my orders shall be met with leniency. He was actually charged with sedition and one or two counts of treason against the Portuguese state because he violated directives. And so the Portuguese state, between 1939 and 1945, issued that Portugal would remain neutral in all actions. And so this gives even more gravitas and more weight to what Aristides de Souza Mendes and his team did, because he was not alone. I have a few names. His team was Manuel de Vieira Braga. He was the vice consul in Bayonne. Emil Guissot. She was the Portuguese honorary vice consul in Toulouse. José de Seabra, also a secretary. And then Aristides Sousa Mendes. For instance, he was inspired. His actions inspired Rabbi Chaim Kruger, who refused his visa until all Jewish refugees in Bordeaux got theirs.
Sure.
So
incredible.
Again, people stand for something. And the rabbi said, I'm not going to, just because I'm a rabbi and I'm a community leader and a spiritual leader, I'm not going to go first. No, all Jews must go first and then I will go. So he gave his place away to get a visa until everybody was cleared. So it wasn't Rishti Tsosamensh wasn't alone. It was him and his actions and his principles and his spirituality inspired his team around him and his team of diplomats.
So he has been recognized in Israel. And
in 1966, he was recognized by the State of Israel that declared him righteous amongst the nations.
And also there is a garden or street named after him
in
Israel.
Yes.
Yes. But he was eventually recognized by the Portuguese government.
Yes, he was, thankfully, because his actions were, his actions spoke louder than any diplomacy and any words. And this is what we need. We need actions. We need people to show their worth and their mettle, which is like, for instance, when on the first term of President Donald Trump, he moved the United States Embassy into Jerusalem. That's very significant and significative. And so the Portuguese state recognized him. Where he's from, Cabeceiras de Baixo, I think the town, his house has now been transformed, Aristides Sozamenge. His house has been transformed into a museum. There is, in my first participation in your show, Charisse, we spoke about the small village of Belmont with a very large Sephardite Jewish community. In that museum, there's an entire wing dedicated to Aristides Sozamenge. And the border, the entry border, because before the European Union, the people used to obviously have to cross borders. So the border in Vilar Formoso, the village of Vilar Formoso, is now called the Border of Peace, and that also has a museum.
Well, on that incredibly beautiful note, we have to end. But, Michael, there's still so much for us to explore in terms of Portugal Jewish communities. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to have you back again soon.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
And also to wish you a good and meaningful Lent.
Thank you so much. And God bless everybody and God protect us.
Thank you very much. That was Michael Gilby. And we were talking about Aristides de Sousa Mendes. And he was a diplomat who saved lives during the Holocaust.